This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
They struggled mightily in the first half of the season as well. So you take some of that a little bit with a grain of salt, but it's just something that they're, I don't know necessarily how you improve upon this except through reps, you know, practicing it in practice, getting the reps right, Matt calling plays that work well down there. You know, I think it's just practice together, and we saw it steadily improve except, you know, in the 49ers game, but it has to be something they get better at. I mean, when they were they were number one in the red zone in 2020, the year they called it the gold zone, and you saw it was automatic. Yeah. They were unstoppable. And I'm not saying that that's where they need to get back to, although that would be nice. You have to get somewhere close to that, because the juggernauts, like the 49ers, who are number one.
If they are number one,
yeah. You know, you get down inside the red zone and you're unstoppable. I mean, you are going to win games. Mm-hmm. You are just going to win games. So it's something that they're going to have. I mean, I think also Matt LaFleur and Jordan both mentioned red zone efficiency in their postseason press conferences. Is something they're going to work on this offseason. So it's clearly a known priority.
Yeah, absolutely. And it should be. You know, you mentioned it already with the 49ers, but it was automatic. And that's why the Chiefs are such a fascinating case study here when we compare the regular season to the postseason, because in the regular season, they were 17th. So it's not like they were world beaters and putting up a ton of points either. I think they were, what was it? Yeah, 15th in points for just in the entirety of the season, right in the middle of the league, only averaging like 21.8 points a game. So they're kind of outliers, I would say, you know, as far as what they're able to do and making it to the playoffs when they did, making it to the Super Bowl. But yeah, the moral of the story, definitely that the Packers need to improve in the red zone, and they're very conscientious, aware of that, and will be working towards that. So that was one of the big ones we had, obviously, for what the difference would be for this 2023 roster. Then we had a couple, I think, primarily on the defensive side of the ball. So let's talk about those here. We had jotted down inside linebacker and the play of the safeties and nickel, which is, yeah, you know, we've talked about it, really its own NFL position at this point. It should be a position that is drafted as a nickel corner. Like, I think, you know, it used to just be like, oh, you just throw one of your three corners in the slot. No, like, it's its own thing now, and the Packers are looking to get better in that role.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, I think these positions have now become even more important now that we know who is calling plays on that side of the ball. And so according to our new DC, he's probably going to play a lot of cover one. So, whether he plays like a traditional cover one or not, like, remains to be seen, but either way, we're going to need a true free safety, and the Packers just do not have that. And also, like, I mean, you look at any of the top teams in the league, the top defenses, And there are safeties around the league that are absolutely wrecking games. I mean, you look at like the Ravens defense, and I know that they, you know, didn't make it to the Super Bowl, but Kyle Hamilton was all over the place.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere. Brian Branch, everywhere. I mean, this position is so important. And I mean, we talked about it in our last episode, if you didn't listen, Dusty Evely, but like the evolution of certain positions, same with the nickel, right? You just said it. The nickel used to be, well, you just had a third corner out there, right? It couldn't be any third corner. That's not the case anymore. You need to have a very specific skill set. You need to have a very specific body type. You are now either a boundary corner or you're a nickel corner. Like, they are two very different positions. You need to be able to do different things. I think same with the safety position. And we had a long discussion as well about Darnell Savage and whether he's going to mm-hmm. fit in this new defense and this new role. And like, I think it's still TBD.
Yeah.
Because it's a matter of what this defensive coordinator is going to call and if that fits Darnell's skill set, because Darnell has a very specific skill set. And to your point, like, he played a ton of nickel in college. And so it's like, do they want to fit him once again into another box and try to mold him again into another position? Because they've done that a number of times with Darnell. I don't know. But either way, you cannot walk into this 2024 season with Rudy Ford and Jonathan Owens and a prayer. Like, they're going to have to spend capital on a safety. And I'm talking like a hard hitting, free roaming, high football IQ safety. Because if you're playing cover one and you're the last line of defense and you're the only guy out there, you gotta know what you're doing.
And I mean, you highlighted it when we talked about the Packers versus Chiefs preview in the regular season. Trent McDuffie is one of the best nickels in the entire NFL, and you can see that in his ability to work. Like, they're having to shade the same way that inside linebackers do. They're expected to be more athletic to match up. You're supposed to stop the run. You're also supposed to cover the middle of the defense against, you know, really big tight ends when nickels are historically smaller. So yeah, Trent McDuffie, an example. And then it's really unfortunate that Talanoa Hufanga isn't able to play, the safety from the 49ers, because he was having a fantastic season as well. One of my favorite players to watch as far as the secondary. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be fun to think about what the Packers secondary can look like with some safeties flying around. Because I think we had said, you know, one of the better seasons in recent memory for the Packers was when Darnell was kind of floating around and Amos was playing really close to the box or close to the line in the box. And they don't have the capacity to do that right now. That room is getting very thin. Obviously, Darnell Savage, Rudy Ford, and Jonathan Owens are all free agents. Anthony Johnson Jr. is a 7th-round pick, and I think he's about all that's left there. So definitely think it'll be something that they look at in the draft early and potentially in free agency if there's somebody, you know, that really speaks to them and they have the money to move around and do that. But secondary,
I mean, unfortunately, though, like, there's a lot of mixed reviews about the safety class coming into the draft.
Yeah.
And, like, mm-hmm. what their talent level is, right? Daniel Jeremiah, you mentioned him earlier, and he's not gospel, obviously, but he knows his stuff. He doesn't have a single safety ranked in the top 50.
Nope.
So I'd be really curious. I mean, look, the combine is going to come. The Senior Bowl is happening. Like, there's a lot that can change pre-draft. The draft is still 2.5 months away. Things change drastically, but that's pretty telling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got to see how they test and all that, because that's pretty indicative. But for a team like the Packers, who very, very rarely take safeties that high, I mean, Darnell was kind of a surprise. And also, it was a year where they had 2 first-round picks, right? They took Rashawn and then they took Darnell. Like, I'd be hard-pressed to believe they'd take one that high. If anything, I think they're probably going to use their capital in free agency and take someone that's a little bit more proven. But I also think that that's what this secondary needs. The secondary has a lot of young talent. Aside from Jair, it's a lot of young guys who still have a lot of growth to do. And I think safety is just, at least personally for me, it's not a position I'm playing with.
Like, you also, yeah,